T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning to you. Sorry to start that way, but there's a lot of issues that need to be ironed out, and it's time to start being honest about them. 8:36 on this Wednesday morning. It's the 16th day of September 2020. I'm John Reed, and you're listening to News Radio WRVA. And another thing that's changed in this culture, we used to try to keep kids out of the line of fire when it came to politics. You know, don't talk about Chelsea Clinton and how ugly she is. That's not nice. She's a little girl. She can't help. She's in that awkward stage. Don't make fun of the Bush daughters. Drinking underage. Let's try to, you know. And it didn't have to be a celebrity necessarily. You know, the children of the president. We would shield kids from drawing them in, at least, to political drama. It's not the strategy of the left anymore. Dr. Robert Warren is the founder and senior advisor to the Colonial Area Republican Men's Association. And, you know, this week he published an article in the Bull Elephant regarding the incidents related to the kid Nick Sandman, who was at Covington Catholic. Well, now he's going to college, and the leftists are after him again. It's crazy. Dr. Warren, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm glad to have you here. What struck you about this Nick Sandman case? Is it kind of like my assessment that it's odd that a random kid gets drawn into a national story and none of the adults covering it seem to pause for a moment and say, hey, you know what, we don't do this to children. I mean, if it's an adult who's in politics, that's one thing, but a kid on a field trip?
What caused me to write this article, I actually was not going to write it, was the fact that the ACLU went after this kid. Now, The ACLU has said, no, we as an organization did not do so. And I was intrigued by the fact that this fellow, Sam Crankshaw, who is an associate of the ACLU, wrote on his Facebook page a disclaimer. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't recall ever seeing a Facebook page comment started with a disclaimer for what you were going to say.
Right. You know you're about to get in trouble.
I'm about to get in trouble. So the first thing that occurred to me was, hey, wait a minute. This guy's an ace. What's behind this? So that was number one. What's behind this? The second thing that came up was, within a short period of time after this initial attack on Sandman, you see a college professor at Transylvania University specifically single him out and then do the same kind of disclaimer thing. Well, you know, I've been around too long, and when I see disclaimers, I go, wait a minute, there's something fishy here. So I wrote the article in an attempt to deal with the counterculture aspects of this, and in particular, the counter attack on an individual. That's to me is part of socialism. And I spent, almost 40 years working for the Department of Defense fighting, you know, against communists and socialists. And I know a totalitarian, trashing of an individual when I see it. And that's what happened here. So I wrote the article. I think Transylvania has a problem because if I was that school, I would be talking to a number of faculty, not just this one. And if I was Nick Sandman and his attorneys, I would want to find out exactly what is going on and what is behind this, because we have the ACLU, which is supposedly a big free speech and constitutional supporter, attacking an individual who was 15 at the time. I point out, this is a kid. You were talking about kids earlier. He was a 15-year-old when he started. He's probably now 18, and he's an entering freshman in Transylvania University. Mm-hmm. And literally, before he starts classes, he's being trashed. It struck me as grossly unfair. It's part of the cancel culture. And the worst part of the cancel culture is cancel the individual, and that's what's happening here. Mm-hmm.
Anybody who dares to speak up winds up being trashed, sometimes anonymously from keyboard warriors, but it's still pretty effective.
Absolutely, and I actually have a personal experience with this. Mm-hmm. I was in a grocery store, and I happened to run into a friend who was wearing one of these red MAGA hats.
Right.
And we're sitting talking about a deceased friend, a guy who had just died, you know, within the past week. And we're talking. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes a woman. And she starts trashing my friend. And I was kind of stunned. Her comments were like, you shouldn't be wearing that hat. That's disgraceful. And I'm thinking, first of all, lady, we don't know who the heck you are. You're second crazy. Of all, he's perfectly entitled to wear that hat. And I started to laugh, okay, because it became ludicrous. Mm-hmm. But that was my personal experience with cancel culture. She wanted him to take off the hat and never wear it again so she wouldn't be upset about having somebody who opposed her ideas.
Yeah, it's shocking because in the past, there are a lot of things that I've seen, political statements and, you know, kind of social statements, that I walk by the person and in my head I'm thinking, oof, I hate that. I don't like that. I wouldn't want to know you. I'm not going to be your friend. But I can't think of a time where I've gotten up in somebody's face over,
yeah,
or
and,
even
and,
said
I,
anything.
You have the same experience that I have in regards to this. You can walk past people and they're using every kind of F word, S word, you name all the words, okay, they're using them. And you say, hey, wait a minute, I grew up in an era in which you didn't say those words in public. Mm-hmm. You might have if you were a young kid and you were with a couple of your buddies and you might, you know, talk tough. But when you were around girls or when you were around adults, you didn't use that kind of language. It right. just was not appropriate for the culture. And now you can walk around and you hear it all the time and you go, ugh, that's really grating on me.
Yeah. Well, you've got to stand up and push back on this stuff. And
I think it's extremely serious because this is the way the socialists and I'm going to talk about, you know, through my career, Stalinists, Nazis, Maoists. They are all totalitarian. They're different branches of totalitarianism, but they all have the same tactics. Mm-hmm. Of trying to shut up the opposition, and if they can't shut them up by yelling at them, they kill them. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's the next step? Are we going to, have Antifa or Black Lives Matter or these other domestic terrorist organizations literally killing, people on the street because they disagree with them?
That, you know, some people are rolling their eyes hearing you say that, but I never thought we'd be in this situation, and I actually think that's the direction we're headed. Unfortunately, I think that's awful, but unless we stand up really aggressively and push back appropriately now, I think there's going to be a lot of violence going forward, and I appreciate you sounding the alarm. Dr. Robert Warren is founder and senior advisor of the Colonial Area Republican Men's Association. You can find the column that he wrote that he's mentioned here on the Bull Elephant website. Appreciate it, Dr. Warren. I hope we'll talk again.
Thank you for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.